590 The Fan and TMA are happy to announce registration for our Lemmings Open Golf Tournament on Friday, October 23rd, presented by Michelob Ultra, GFI Digital, Dents Express, and STL Digital Media. Course and tickets will be $600, covering golf and cart for four players, lunch and booze. The tournament will get started with a 10:30 shotgun start. Get your tickets now. This is a first-come, first-served event. Go to eventbrite.com and search Lemmings Open to sign up today, or click the link to register on the 590thefan.com homepage.
Need to sell your home? With super low interest rates, buyers are eagerly waiting for homes to come on the market. But to leverage the highest price for your home, you need the proven strategic marketing of Mark and Neil Gelman of Coldwell Banker Premier. If you're looking for maximum convenience, Mark and Neil can give you an instant cash offer. No showings, repairs, or hassles, just cash in hand. Call the agents I would trust to sell my home. Call the Gelmans today at 314-336-1991 or online at 590homes.com. That's 590homes.com.
We are all more aware of what's in the air around us, and Hoff Heating and AC can provide peace of mind with their professionally installed air scrubbers. They are proven to destroy up to 99% of all surface contaminants in your home. The air scrubber greatly reduces dust while killing mold, germs, bacteria, and viruses. Learn more about air scrubbers and all their other services at HoffHeating.com and contact them today at 636-240-4633. That's 636-240-HOFF. Making your family's comfort our family's business.
Brookdale Farms is open for all of your favorite fall activities. Get into the season with hay rides, corn mazes, and so much more. Just a short drive west of St. Louis, Brookdale Farms has something for the whole family. The petting zoo, playground, and inflatables are perfect for the kids, and you can knock out all of your fall needs with pumpkins, gourds, and more at the Pumpkin Patch. They're open Wednesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., with pumpkin sales open on Monday and Tuesday. Check out all of their seasonal activities at BrookdaleFarmsInc.com.
Who's ready to wine and dine in style outside of your living room? Surf and Sirloin is. Located at the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270, Surf and Sirloin is now open for dine-in lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner Tuesday through Sunday. And, of course, still offering curbside carryout service on our full menu. If you're ready for the comfort of white tablecloth dining in a relaxed environment in a family-owned restaurant serving the highest quality of beef and seafood for over 26 years, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, 822-3637, 822-3637, or online at Surf and Sirloin.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
I am a proud, ignorant woman, and no one is going to change that.
Crossed over if I never have a sin.
Who was that?
That was, oh my God, from King of the Hill. I'm spacing right now. Luann.
Oh, I thought it was somebody worked here.
Yeah, I think it is somewhere. Somebody. Probably. That was John Hadley.
Was that John Hadley?
Yeah.
Oh, that, he had the helium breathing party.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. And that was him, yeah. Oh, my, you know, kind of a big day, I guess. Do we want to try to do another year here? This is our first day.
Oh, wow, it is.
First broadcast day of our fourth year. Let's give ourselves a round of applause, because we never thought we'd do it. Mm-hmm. So, year number four. Here we go.
I say yes.
I say it would be nice if I had to make an honest prediction. Will we see the fourth anniversary into the fifth year? Nah. I'm just telling. I'm just.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But we're here, and as long as we're here, let's do whatever it is we do. It's not only the first broadcast day, this the 5th of October, it's also another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Something very big happened over the weekend. No. know, it didn't make the national news. It didn't even make the local news.
I defend him using that sound effect when you tease like that.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, because it could mean, uh-oh, what's coming?
Exactly.
No, this is nothing, nothing bad. It is a big deal, though. Saturday, Dan Strauss lost his handgun virginity. He had... No. Now that you know
that's
the story,
that's pretty shocking.
No, it's not. It's not the right. That's not the right sound for that. He had never fired a handgun till Saturday.
Yeah.
So, and I am proud of the fact that I saw to it that he fired not one but six different calibers.
Yeah.
So here's what he shot.
How did his ex-wife take it?
Thankfully, with a vest.
Oh yeah.
He fired. We started small, .22 caliber.
Right.
Stepped up to a .22 Magnum, fired a .380, .38 Special, .45, and what am I leaving out?
9mm?
Yes, 9mm. There were six calibers.
Wait, .38 Special, 9mm.
And he did okay. He did okay, meaning he would have easily passed like a concealed carry class.
Okay.
If you can hit something the size of a person 10 feet from you, then you know, you pass. So, good job, Dan.
Yeah.
Now, do you have any desire now to have a gun, a handgun?
I don't know. We were talking about that, and I'm not sure.
It doesn't mean that you will just because you shot one. In fact, I guess there have been people who shot them and then said, oh, I don't want one of those.
It was actually fun.
And it wasn't scary, was it? I mean, I don't know.
And I was nervous before going into it. A little bit. I was a little nervous going into it.
I could see that.
And my favorite gun, I think, out of all of them, was that .22 Magnum.
Right. The PLR-30 made by Kel-Tec. It is a fantastic weapon.
Yeah.
My favorite gun. I'm glad you liked it.
When you rattled off all those calibers, it reminded me of the scene in Johnny Dangerously when Joe Piscopo pulls out this gun, and it's got a barrel about 14 inches long.
Let me give people an idea what that looks like.
Go ahead.
That's about it.
He pulls out this gun. He goes, it's an 88 Magnum. It shoots through schools.
88 Magnum. That's some gun. So does anybody have anything to say? You must.
I do.
You must.
I do.
Tim with another haircut.
I will defer to Lyme. No, it's the same haircut I had last week.
It still looks fresh.
Oh, okay.
Like a fresh haircut. You'll defer to Lyme?
Sure.
Oh, thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Here is Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips.
Thank you very much, Frank.
You're welcome.
I would like to wish everybody a happy Cinco de Octubre.
he just wanted to play that music. No, he found that music.
Thank you.
Just
thank
to play
you.
It
has been months since I've done that.
Cinco
so
de Octubre. And yeah, by the way, congratulations, Octubre. That's right.
Oh, was I right?
Yeah, no,
the O is
long. It's not October. It's Octubre.
Close enough.
And I want you to know that when I heard you say I do, I knew this. I actually thought about, I wonder if Limey's going to do that. And when I heard you say I do, that's the... I'm not psychic, but that's the whole reason
thank
I
you,
deferred
sir.
Was because
thank
I
you.
Suspected you that's coming. Where you were going. I did.
Thank you. I tip my hat to you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else?
No, got nothing.
Come on, people.
Mine was, we already talked about mine.
Look who's here, Tim Woodburn, everybody.
Yeah. Just walked in.
Yeah. What do you have?
We posed for the dreaded every third year family photo yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Why do you take family photo every 3 years?
Because the kids look different, according to my mother. They don't look, the young kids, the grandkids,
well,
don't
kids
look
do.
The same.
Every 3 years they do look
correct.
Yeah,
so she wanted, she wanted to have a family. So, of course.
That was just a professional photographer?
No. This was my stepfather's remote camera on a tripod. But we went to a park in front of a house, and there was a pond, and, you know, we did the various photos. Some of the kids were, like, hanging out in a tree while the rest of us were standing there and that kind of thing. Right. But...
And there's always a bun in your face.
There wasn't a bun in our face yesterday, but there was a real brisk wind, and everybody was complaining because it was chilly. It was nipply out there yesterday. And we took about... No kidding.
Yeah,
no exaggeration.
I believe the expression is nippy.
Yeah.
Not nipply.
I've heard both of it, honestly.
I've never heard it was nipply. I've heard it was nippy.
I've heard nipply before quite a lot because it makes you,
makes them pop out.
Yeah, right.
That makes sense. I say we go with either one. Go ahead.
Have you ever heard of Japanese arithmetic?
I don't believe I have.
It's when there's a little nip in the air.
Oh, that is absolutely politically incorrect.
Oh, my.
I'm sorry. That is politically,
No.
You cannot say nip anymore.
Sorry about that.
Okay, we'll be there. Oh, yeah, we'll be there. It was HR. Then we'll see us right after the show. You know what? We don't even have an HR department, do we? We don't. No, we don't. We really don't.
We have no complaints department, no human resources department, nothing.
Hank Rogers, he's had a complaint. He's just one guy.
Oh, he's scot-free.
Yeah.
Well, we sat there and took about 200 photos. No exaggeration. So there's 12 of us. And we took 200 photos. And
so who are these 12 people?
It's my mother, my stepfather, my stepbrother, his wife, and two kids, my stepsister, her husband, and three kids, and myself.
Okay.
12 of us. And the thing is that with the remote camera, we had, and there was a 13th person that was a friend of the family who was standing next to my stepfather's tripod with his remote. She was just going.
So he had a real camera.
Yeah, he's a big time photographer. We call him, his nickname is Paw Paw. We call him Paparazzi.
Because, good.
Because he's constantly taking photos at every family event we go to.
That's good.
Right. And then this young lady that assisted us, which was a friend of my, niece's, had her own camera as well. She's a budding photographer, that kind of thing. So she took a bunch of photos with her camera. So out of the combined 200 photos, and we're all sitting there complaining, when is this going to be over?
Yeah, don't mind the phone.
How many's enough?
Too late. They hung up. Go ahead.
Out of about 200 photos, there was about, according to my stepfather, there was about two dozen that were usable out of 200, because in one person or more, in most of the photos, was either blinking or not smiling or looking down or had a head turn. Because you can't just sit there with a pose smiling, you know. You got to, like, close your mouth, 12 your lips.
To get 12 people at the same.
Yeah. Nobody's blinking.
I do it again. My eyes were closed.
Yeah. Women.
That was my bad side.
See, yeah. I mean, I think if you'd have went 1, 2, 3, boom, everybody could have made sure they didn't blink and were smiling if we'd have done it that way. But we didn't. We just did a stand there for 10 minutes while we take 200 photos and just keep, you know, just keep smiling and just keep looking at that camera, and hopefully we'll luck out. Was kind of the way we
Does
did.
Does anything get older quicker than standing around trying posing for pictures? In about 2 minutes, you're kind of tired out.
So let's get this over with.
And this is where I was giving, my stepbrother was complaining about it. I'm like, well, you're one to complain. We were only there for 20 minutes because he married a woman from China. And so he had two weddings. He had a wedding in the United States and he had a wedding over in China. And so they actually have two anniversaries, if you will. Well, unbeknownst to him, when she set up a photography session for them on wedding day.
Yeah.
8 hours of photography.
8 hours?
No, that's insane.
And they made him put makeup on, which
that's
ridiculous.
What?
They made him put makeup on. And she had, like, all these different costumes and outfits and stuff like that.
Oh, Chinese stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did he go to China and meet her there?
No. He met her. She was in the States, and she worked at the same place he worked at, and that's how they met. But she's from China, went to high school in China, and went to college here, and then stayed here. And met her and got married, and they have two beautiful young daughters.
Do you speak English?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, at first it was a little, you know, first time she went out to dinner with us at a Texas Roadhouse restaurant, she goes, I have a ribeye with mashed potatoes and cob on the corn. And the waiter looks down at her and goes,
She gets a pass, though.
The waiter looks down at her and goes, you're not from around here, are you?
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And she goes, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
But she said,
give me the number five.
She clearly, it wasn't like that. So I did a photo with the five nieces and nephews. And what was hilarious about it is, in this being the year 2020, we also took family photos with everybody wearing a mask.
Really?
As a joke.
Oh, for 2020.
You know what, though? That's a little memento of the year from hell.
Yeah.
No kidding.
So we did. We all put our masks on and took a family photo of masks. And I said, you know, I thought, you know what, you know, gang signs get a bad rap. You know, I mean, we should, if we're going to be all inclusive, let's go ahead and welcome the gangs in to our society today. So with my nieces and nephews, we took photos wearing masks and we were all making gang signs.
Oh, and, that's kind of dangerous in the park. What if an actual gang rival went by and saw that?
Well, risk reward, Frank. Risk reward. So it was interesting.
I'm with him. What park was it?
It was in O'Fallon, Missouri, and it was
you're safe there.
It was a park that had a pond, and it was a one-way route.
He's right. If you were in St. Charles County, that's not one of those where gay guys pick other gay guys up in the restaurant.
There wasn't any glory holes in the bathroom.
You were in a good area.
That's different. Yeah. So, But it was, it's just funny.
Glory hole.
It's just funny that, you know, you think out of 200, how many would be usable? And literally, according to the initial data that's come in, less than 15% were usable.
That's about par. You know, I was sitting here, I was wondering things like, how many people listening don't know what the reference glory hole, what that is? Mm-hmm. I'll bet you there's a significant number of people don't know what that is. I don't even know why I know what it is.
Because of George Michael.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's George Michael, that's how he got busted, was arrested when he was, okay, when he was engaging in glory hole activities over in some country.
I knew he got arrested. I thought it was
over here.
I think it was over here.
But I didn't know there was a glory hole involved. Well, we might as well tell people, for those of you who have no idea what this is, say you go in a restroom and there's a hole in the wall. And out of that hole, something pokes through there and you have fun with it. That's the glory hole.
Right.
And you don't know who the owner of what's poking through is or what they look like.
That makes me nervous.
No kidding. That's an understatement. No. Well, I don't know who that belongs to, but I'm going to get some of that.
George Michael got busted in London.
Well, he was London, was it?
Oh, like you're acting like you're surprised.
The first time was Beverly Hills. He got it was a two-time.
Twice?
First time was Beverly Hills and then again in London.
Why, if you're rich and really, he's really good looking. George Michael's a really good looking guy. He's rich. Why would you have to resort to a stranger poking his wiener through a hole anonymously and you don't know who he is? Why would you?
I would guess, Frank. I would guess just for the thrill of it.
Mm. Well, the same reason guys like Hugh Grant pick up a transvestite
hooker, right?
Yeah, whatever that was. Right. There's no way he can't get some.
Wasn't he dating like Liz Hurley at the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was.
She was gorgeous. Yeah. She is gorgeous.
Yeah. And then he resorts to some stank on the something. There used to be an expression, stank on the hang down.
Yeah.
It's when.
What? Hold up.
I don't even know what it was.
That was one of my favorite phrases.
Stank on the hang down.
It sounds like an alternative rock.
Well, it's a reference to a guy. A hang down would be, you know, what? Guy's genitals, and if you with the wrong woman, you end up with stank on the hang down.
Mm-hmm. KC presents live at the arena, Foghat, opening act, stank on the hang down.
That's a great band name.
Stank on the hang down. I love it. I think that's great.
I'm looking it up.
Stank. I'm going to use that from now on.
Stank on the hang down.
Stank on the hang
down. You got to register that with GoDaddy?
Friday and Saturday night. Starting at 7 o'clock. Stank on the hang down.
My God.
Yeah, according to the online slang dictionary, it's just to have sexual intercourse with a woman. All the fine women hang out here, so I'm guaranteed to get some stank on my hang down.
Okay. Ah! Wow. No, he's right. All it means is there's residue.
There's
an aura,
a lady.
Not necessarily residue, maybe an aura, if you will.
Left
aura.
That's left after.
Leftover scent. Yeah. Not like when you spray in the bathroom. Right. After,
an aura.
You
know,
it's in the air. It's in the air.
I have to do a show ID. Welcome to Stank Talk. 590 the Fan.
590 the Stank.
That's right. Oh, God. I forgot to give our numbers. We're not necessarily finished with the Burke segment, but if you folks want to jump in here and save the show, our first show of the fourth year, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Was there anything else?
You want to call in and add to the stank?
Dan, did you have anything for the Burke segment?
No, my Burke segment was shooting.
That you shot a handgun for the first time?
Yeah.
Now, what had you shot? You shot a shotgun?
That was the only thing. And that was not that long ago. That was probably 6 or 7 years ago.
That's a lot more punch than what you shot Saturday.
Yeah.
Shotgun or kick, unless you shot a little one. You know, 410 or something.
No, we were shooting skeet. And I don't even know what kind of shotgun it was.
12, probably. The calls are coming in. You may want to grab those. Once again, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. I guess we can close this. That's all we have for the...
The gun enthusiasts that I know, I mean, like really, really, really into guns, own a lot of guns, shoot them all the time. Two of them, at least, that I know, say there has been no bigger thrill in their life. One went on a bear hunt. And one went on a safari.
Wow.
An African safari. And they say that the thrill there is that, you know,
not to get eaten.
And at any given moment, something might approach you that if you don't kill it, it's going to kill you.
Yeah.
It's not like deer hunting or, you know, quail hunting or, you know.
No, thank you.
It's, well, it's, there's the thrill of it.
I've never, Never been interested in that. Something that, you know what I saw today, and it was disturbing. Car in front of us, or maybe two cars in front of us, hit a raccoon, and it was just kicking. And I told my wife, I said, I got to pull over and shoot this thing. I just put it out of its misery.
Just finished
the
job.
She wouldn't let me do it. And so we had to just leave it, and it was just kicking and rolling, and you could just tell. Yeah, I mean, he wasn't going to make it.
Right.
And so my cruel wife, her decision was, let's just leave him suffering. And I was going to get out and try to move it off the pavement. You don't want to shoot into the asphalt, but just get it off the side and then, you know, boom, done, over.
Right.
She wouldn't let me do it. But by myself, that's what I would have done. I'd have put it off
I'm
the
sure
side.
I'm sure something else came and finished the job.
I'm sure that some knucklehead went, hey, let's finish this little guy off, and they ran over it.
Right.
They probably did. That's not the way I would want to do it. There's something about that that wouldn't sit right with
would
me.
Would that be okay? I don't know.
I don't know, but because of where it was, kind of out of the way, I would have done it anyway. I don't think it is okay. I don't know. I don't think you're supposed to get out and shoot something. But, I did not like that. And I know that, look, a coyote could eat it, and it would be as bad a death because it's eaten it alive. Right. I hear that every night at my house. I hear the coyotes in my back, the woods behind my house, and I hear, like, you know, they're tearing a cat apart, a wild cat. Oh, yeah, all the time we hear it, or some other animal, because you can just hear them screaming.
That's what's kind of amazed me is how close they are, like the coyotes are to
they're
where
very
we're
close,
now.
And you can't see them.
I know, it's shocking. I mean, I think I went out to visit my aunt and uncle maybe about a year and a half ago out in Innsbruck, and as we were driving back through there to the main gate, I saw one just dart across the road. I was like, you know, a little bit shocked. I'd never seen one in the wild that close before. I didn't realize that they were
they're
here.
They're real shy. They don't come around often.
No, they do not.
And the funny thing is, we're all scared of them, but you saw them. They're all skinny. They look like a malnourished dog that somebody didn't feed.
Yeah.
And I've never understood why they're all so skinny. They eat rabbits and other
I think it's
wild
just,
cats and stuff, but they never get fat.
They just have those gangly legs, you know. They just
but their
lanky.
Bodies are thin. They you see an occasional there's a heavy like you'll see a fat cat or dog that somebody has. They take to the vet. Oh, yeah, he's overweight. No
a coyote that let himself go just kind of sits around, eats all the time, watches TV,
drinks a lot of beer at night.
Yeah. Things like that.
I haven't seen one, ever.
I'm sorry, what?
Nothing.
I thought you said something.
No, I don't think I think I did.
Fill the phones. Jack's going to save our show, whoever Jack is. Jack, welcome to 590 The Fan. Your job, should you choose to accept it, is to save this show, the first show of our fourth year. Jack, how are you?
I'm doing good. This is Jack that you had in the studio about a week or two ago.
Oh,
Jack, the yard sale intern.
Yard sale Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing, Jack?
Oh, the sales for the things have ended, and I sold 38 items, which raised me just over $300, and I'm going to donate it all to Responder Rescue.
Whoa.
Good for you, Jack.
Wow.
Good again, Jack.
Now, back that up again. What was this, and what 38 items did you sell?
So, it was for my junior achievement class for Rockwood School.
Okay.
The all-gay high school.
He's too funny to be on this show.
Yes.
Wow. And $300 for 38 items, so these are like, obviously, $8, $10 things.
Right.
So, no, on the website, they range anywhere from $22 to $27, but just depending on what size.
Hold on. That doesn't make any sense, because if you sold 38 items and they started at 20, hold on a second, $20 times 30, let's just say he said 38 items, 20 times 38 comes out to
$14,820.
That's what I got. So you got screwed there somehow if you only ended up with $300.
Well, I think he only gets commission. Is that correct, Jack?
Yeah, I only get commission. So so if you sell five items, you get $30, and then everything over five is plus $8.
So you donated your commission.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my commission.
Good for you. Good for you.
Yeah.
We're proud of you.
Yeah.
We're proud to be associated with you.
And also, I ordered a couple of shirts.
Good on the yard sale.
I'm sorry, you cut out. What?
Limey, he did really good on the yard sale.
Oh, that's right.
No, thank you, Jack.
Now, see, you had a Burke segment opportunity, and you could have shared with us what it was to co-host the yard sale Saturday.
I do apologize. I did not. I had a great time.
Well, Jack, you were there, and if, I think you'd be honest, and I think if he screwed it up, you'd say, well, don't ever let him do that again. But you said he did a good job, so take your word for it.
Yeah, he did a good job. We made like Harry Potter jokes and stuff, and it was funny.
That's true. Nothing funnier to me than Harry Potter jokes. I never watched Harry Potter. I tried to watch the first one. I couldn't get through it.
No.
Yeah, it just didn't make sense to me. Well, good for you. Thanks for checking in. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Anything else?
Nope. Just wanted to let y'all know.
And what's your check's last? What's your last name again, Jack?
Bullard.
Flash.
Bullard. B-U-L-L-A-R-D.
Flash.
B-U-L-L.
Flash.
That's a good one. Jack Bullard, that's right. I was just checking to see if you remembered it, because I did. All right, Jack, check in any time, okay?
All right, cool, thank you.
Bye-bye. See, I like him.
Yeah.
I like him.
He's
a little too funny. A little too funny for this show.
Mm-hmm.
Upstages everybody. Let's go to Pete. Pete, welcome to 590 The Fan as we broadcast on our first broadcast day of our fourth year. How are you?
I'm doing great, Frank, except for one thing.
What's that?
Well, my wife is like this big fan of Bill Clevland and his games, you know, the ones where you have to name so many things.
Right.
I got to be honest with you, I'm just getting tired of it. The other day, I asked her for a little kiss.
Mm-hmm.
She said, I'll give you a kiss if you can name two structures that hold water. I said, well, damn. She gave me my kiss.
You said what?
I said, well, damn.
Oh, well, damn. Give him a rim shot. Give him a rim shot. Oh, man.
Holy cow.
Wow, it's funny day today. Everybody's...
Everyone's a comedian.
Pete, that's very good. That was very good.
Well, thanks, Frank.
Now, people they like the little, how many items can you name? Mm-hmm. That's my favorite game, actually, that we play. I play that every day, I think.
I think so. It's entertaining.
See, your little joke there, though, I've mentioned this before, when I was a kid, my Uncle Bill, he was like my favorite person in the family. And he died at 47, too young. They drank a lot. And he used to do this, and no matter how many times he did it, I would always laugh. He'd go, what did the guy say when he walked up to the two big holes in the ground? Well, well. As a 10-year-old kid, I thought that's the funniest thing I'd ever heard. So, well, damn, pretty close.
Yeah, well, that reminds me of my uncle used to always tell me that silly joke of what did the fish say when he swam into the wall?
Damn.
Damn.
Yeah. Hey, Halloween is 3 weeks away. People should start jotting these down. These are good Halloween jokes for the kids. It's that time. So we can start that now. Thank you, Pete, for that contribution. I appreciate it.
Hey, don't ever take for granted what a contribution you make to society in general. You know, I mean, things are kind of hard, and it's good to be able to tune in each day and just hear some lighthearted laughs.
Well, that's very nice. Things are hard. My wife says things aren't quite hard enough, but thank you. That's very nice. I appreciate it, because like anybody else, we do wonder from time to time, what are we really doing here? That's what our owner wonders. What are they doing here? I don't know if he knows we're still here or not. Pete, thank you. That was nice.
You have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. And let's see who's next here. I think it's John. Yeah. John, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Doing well, Frank. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you. First day of the fourth year. Big day here. What's up?
I'm hanging in the PM.
That's good to know. Hallelujah. Good to hear.
And I know why coyotes are so skinny.
Why?
It takes a lot of energy to get those anvils up the hill.
Oh, reference to, I believe, the Roadrunner.
Looney Tunes. Exactly.
Looney Tunes, yeah. I didn't like cartoons, but I got to tell you, Roadrunner, if somebody said, well, what cartoon would you, if you could only watch, I would go Roadrunner.
Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner all the time.
Yeah. What else, John?
Well, speaking of cartoons, do you remember those old cartoons with the wolves, where the wolf would whistle at the gal and she'd have her face covered up and be all always had a dynamite body, but you'd take the veil off and she had the ugly face.
Wasn't that Droopy? The Droopy commercials?
I don't remember those.
Okay.
So she had a butter face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. She had big lips and a big overbite and
she had like a giant nose.
Wow, you couldn't do that now, could you? Have a cartoon making fun of ugly women? You could never do that. The good old days when you could.
Hey, Limey.
Yeah.
What's a wanker?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a jerk off. It's another word for a jerk. Oh. It's the English word for it.
Oh, he's a wanker.
He's a wanker.
Like Josh Bamman just walked in and he didn't bring any honey for anybody. He's a wanker.
Okay, so when we go, oh, he's just a J-off.
A jerk, yeah.
Not the jerk word, but the other
right.
word. That's a wanker.
Uh-huh.
That makes sense.
Oh.
Wank, I get it. Yeah. Okay, see?
And what's sodding?
What did he ask for?
Sodding.
Not putting grass down that means something else? What are you planning on going to Great Britain here?
I'm trying to figure out how I can say this on the air.
I'm just rewatching Lost, and they say that those words a lot.
According to Oxford Learners Dictionaries.com, in Britain or England, are they the same thing?
Yeah.
In Britain, England, sodding is used to refer to a person, especially a man that you are annoyed with or think is unpleasant.
Love it. Yep, that's the best way to put it. You're a sod.
He's a sodder.
Mm-hmm.
A sod.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
All right. You're all set. Ready to go to Great Britain.
There you go.
All right, John. Thank you. Jolly-O.
Jolly-O.
Cheerio, isn't it?
It's Cheerio. But I know he's talking about Charlie, the character from Lost. That little weedly guy who did all the drugs.
Did he say Charlie-O?
No.
Well, he messed up. Weedly guy?
It's supposed to be,
you mean Weasley.
Cheerio.
Yeah. That's,
so maybe he's not ready
that's what I meant to say.
To go to Great Britain. Look at this. Look at all these calls. This is great. I love this. I love calls. I don't have to do anything. Have to work. Just answer the phone. Dave, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I am great, and I am AM and the PM.
And that would be the reason you're great. What's up?
Well, you made me wax nostalgic when you were talking about the glory holes before.
Really?
It reminded me of my days as a chauffeur when I took a guy out to Columbia one night. It was late. I dropped him off out there, and I came back towards St. Louis, is things where I had to urinate like right now, immediately.
Yeah, I've been there.
So I pulled off in Warrenton at this convenience store / kind of truck stop kind of place, open 24 hours.
Mm.
I got out of the car, I sprinted towards the restroom.
What time of night was this?
It was like 3:00 in the morning.
Oh boy, yeah.
It was, it was one of those things.
Yeah.
Nobody around. Mm. There was a clerk behind the counter, and it was empty, so I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I went into the restroom, and I was just about to unzip when I noticed that the stall that was over on the other side, from the urinals, that there was a guy, one guy was in there giving a foaming beef enema to another guy.
Oh my goodness.
What did he just call it?
What did he...
There's a new one. Beef enema.
Foaming.
I don't know about foaming the... I don't know what the beef enema.
I don't even want to know what the foaming part is about.
Oh my God. We don't want to know.
It
was one of those situations where I had to go now. There was no question about it. There was no extra time. So I just thought, I got to go. So I let it rip, and I turned around, and I walked straight out of there. And they were still going at it, so I...
Here's my question. If they're in the stall, was the door open? How do you know they were doing that?
Well, the door was partially open, but there's cracks in the door.
Right.
And down at the bottom, you can see two pairs of feet. They both were headed in the same direction. And then you could hear the interaction and the, whatever, however you want to say it. And, I'm not a total idiot. I knew what was going on. But I had to go then. I wasn't going to look for someplace else. Either that, I'd have to go on the side of the building.
You were in there for half an hour, weren't you?
Then there's three pairs of shoes.
I was knocking on the door going, are you guys done yet? Yeah, no, I didn't.
I think that's called, when he joined in, I think that's called a daisy chain or something.
And then there's
so yeah, I have the Daisy Train permanently burned into my psyche now.
Man. No pull kidding.
Him in. You pull him in.
Yeah, you'll never get rid of that. That's going to haunt you.
No, I'll never get rid of it.
For the rest of your life. Wow.
But you have a story forever.
And we learned on our first day of our fourth year a new expression.
I think beef enema.
I think you made it up because I can't even find it anywhere on the
internet. No, what foaming. Is it? What? Foaming beef
foaming
enema.
Beef
I can't
enema.
Even find beef enema.
Foaming beef
foaming.
Enema, or you could even say rectal ham lancing. You know, however you want to do it.
What is
that? What? Rectal what? Wait, rectal what?
A rectal ham lancing.
Okay. Ham lancing. All right, all right. Okay, Dave. I was going to say you got anything else, but I think you may be done here.
That's pretty much it, isn't it?
Yeah, you can't top that. Thank you, Dave.
Have a great day.
Yeah, that would, but think of the dilemma, though. You really do, you have to go. It's 3 in the morning. It's a men's room. You have to go. You walk in, and there's that encounter. You still got to go.
You just get it out and just deal with it.
Yeah.
Write those down.
Lansing, sorry.
Sorry, everybody. I'd like to apologize for our first show of the fourth year. Now let's go to Mike. Mike, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Well, I was all right until that caller.
Yeah, so were we. We think we might have been looking at 4 full years. Now we don't know.
Yeah, you'll be lucky to get past your first week after.
You'll be lucky to get to Thursday.
Yeah. What's up, Mike?
Hey. I am AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Well, I called to tell you a Halloween joke for
the kids.
Oh. Yeah. Great. Right after the swollen hemorrhoid joke or whatever that was.
Well, let's take it back in that direction. We'd love to hear it.
Oh my. Why can't ghosts have babies?
Oh, I know. Hang on. Hold on. I know this. Don't tell us. Don't. Why can't I know I've heard this. Why can't ghosts? I don't know. What is it?
Because they have Halloweenies.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Can a kid tell that? I think.
Yeah, you can get away with that.
Yeah, well.
Halloweenies?
Yeah.
It's borderline.
As long as
it depends on the parents.
That's a good joke.
But yeah, that's a good joke. Yeah, I think you have to. Hey, compared to everything else that's out there today, that's, pretty mild.
Yeah, exactly. All right, gentlemen. Have a wonderful day.
All right, Mike. Thank you. Was it, when you say gentleman, was he talking to us or did somebody else walk in the room with him? I don't know. Pat is next. Pat, welcome to 590 The Fan. Patrick, sorry. How are you, Patrick?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I hope you're doing well, and I am AM in the PM.
We are. Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
My Irish and English uncles have told me through the years that sod off is short for sodomy off, which would be, you know,
is that
buggering.
Right? Is that right?
Yeah.
There you are.
No, that is not a good thing.
No, it's not a good thing. That's why I was trying to figure out the best way to put it, and thankfully Tim came up with the Urban Dictionary one, so I think that one, I like Tim's one, but yeah, Patrick is absolutely right. Other, like, if you say somebody sod off, you're saying, you know, and go bugger off.
You Brits.
And then the other one I wanted to point out to you, I know you guys like April Fools. If today is your fourth year, first day, that's 4-1, which of course is April Fools.
You've got a point. You've got a point. This is sort of like a junior version of a spinoff of April Fools. So
I'd take it.
All right, Patrick. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Wow.
I do a little business. Josh Bauman, I see you through the glass. Josh, how you doing? Is his mic on?
Yep. I'm well.
Okay, good. That's good. All right. We'll get to you. Your hour is coming after we check in with the John.
Yes, honey.
Oh, he did bring some honey from his own, what do you call it? Honey farm or what?
Apiary.
Oh, apiary.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Not aviary. That would be bees.
No, that's both.
So apiary. I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought apiary was like gorillas and apes and stuff. No, I did. Now we know. We learned two things, beef enema and apiary.
Well, this is ape honey, so.
It is ape honey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can't wait to sample that.
That's ape honey.
That's good humor. That's a good joke. First Community Credit Union is the place that I have banked for. Let's give them a round of applause for starting our fourth year with us. Stuck it out through the rough patch. 15 years. Done all my banking there. Rest of my family, sons, daughter, now son-in-law. We are First Community Credit Union members. I didn't say customers because when you go to a traditional bank, you're a customer. There's no membership with First Community Credit Union. You actually join. You're a member. It'll cost you. It's a dollar. I just, in the interest of full disclosure, it is a dollar. You need to know that. They have a tremendous opportunity for you to borrow money on the equity in your home, home equity loan, if you would. And when you hear the first month's rate, I'll just tell you, it's 2.75% APR for the first 12 months of that loan. That is a great rate. And it's for the first full year, then it goes to 3.99. Now, they don't care what you do with the money you borrow. You can take it and screen in a porch, put in a pool, finish the basement, pay off tuition. You get the idea. Doesn't matter. Take a vacation. Buy a car. Pay cash for it. Doesn't matter. Just remember, you have to apply for this loan by Halloween, October 31st. That's the last day, which is essentially 3 weeks. So don't let this one get you by. If you want to look, there's only one smart way to borrow money. The smartest of all would be no interest. I don't know who's going to do that. Nobody. Maybe your brother, your sister. Lowest interest means best loan, and this is low. This is one of those things that other banking facilities look at and go, how do they do that? First Community Credit Union, they've done it again. How do they do it? Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about the banking business, but I know this. I know that their rates are so competitive. The rates, that more than any other single thing, is the reason so many people switch from wherever they were banking before and start banking at First Community Credit Union. I think you ought to consider that, too. We'd love to have you. Love to have you join us. Over 40 locations, largest credit union in the St. Louis area. And you can find the terms and conditions, everything you need to know about this loan is on their website, which is firstcommunity.com. Now, before we have just enough time, I want to just do this. You probably, I don't know how you could have escaped it. The president has COVID. It's funny to me to watch the different spins on how this is affecting the race. And so I pick up a paper this morning, and one of the headlines is Joe Biden now has a 14-point lead because of the debate and the fact that he won, and now because of COVID, 14-point lead, according to, and then there's always a poll or a survey. Let me share a couple of stories with you about surveys or polls and why sometimes you can't pay a lot of attention to them. Look at the last election. Well, Hillary's got it. Every poll, didn't happen. Let me share a couple of stories with you about surveying people and asking them things. People don't always tell you the truth, and they have a reason for not telling you the truth. I'm giving an example. Long, long time ago, there was a place called Community Federal Savings and Loan, not to be confused with First Community Credit Union. It was a savings and loan. There were lots of them, Gibraltar Savings and Loan, Roosevelt Federal Savings and Loan. We don't have them anymore, but we did. I worked for the ad agency that did all of the radio, TV, everything, all the advertising marketing for that savings and loan. So when somebody would open a new account, the teller would say, would you mind filling out this quick? It was just on one page. And they would almost always say, no, I don't mind. And it was simply this. How did you hear or find out about our savings and loan? And then you had choices. Radio, TV, newspaper, billboard. There was no social media. So it wouldn't say, you know, Google. You know, the old-fashioned radio, TV, billboard, newspaper. 20% of the people who opened accounts said that they knew about us through billboards. We never had a single billboard, ever. My point here is sometimes you look at these research poll numbers, focus groups, and you got to take it with a grain of salt. Here's the other example. There used to be a chain of stores, not just here, but around the country, called the Athlete's Foot Stores. There was also Foot Locker. I don't think either one exists anymore. For whatever reason, the tennis shoe business or sports shoe business wasn't enough to have a store dedicated solely to that, but there were 8 athletes for the stores in this town. I was lucky enough to get the assignment to do the radio commercials for the athletes for the stores. One of the things we wanted to do to find out what radio was most effective was to ask a customer, each customer that checked out with a pair of tennis shoes, or 2 pairs, or 3, or whatever, how did you hear about the athletes' foot stores? And if they said radio, we asked them to put down the station they listened to where they heard about the stores. The station that was written down more than any other station was Keishi. That was a station where we had never run one single commercial. Not one. Yet, more than any other station, they say, oh, heard about it on Keishi. That was impossible. My point is, finally, to add this, sometimes people will tell you the opposite of the truth to throw the whole thing off. Give an example. Let's say you want Joe Biden to win. And they say, well, you got to vote for. Now, this is these polls. This is what they do. You can vote for. And then they tell us the numbers. There are people who will say, I'm going to vote for Donald Trump, when really they're going to vote for Biden. Why would they do that? So that when the numbers come out that show that Trump is way ahead, they're hoping it might cause a lot of people who would vote for Trump to not bother. He's got such a lead, we don't need to bother. That makes sense. Or the other way around. I'm going to vote for Trump, when in fact they're going to vote for Biden. Or the opposite. They say, I'm going to vote for Biden, when they're going to vote for Biden, because they want to skew and throw off the poll numbers to trick the other side into thinking, walk in the park, don't have to vote. So just keep that in mind when you hear all these poll numbers. They could be right, but in many cases, they're way, way off. Remember the Seinfeld story? They did a focus group to watch Seinfeld when it came on the air, and overwhelmingly people hated it. They hated it.
Why?
They sat them down. They said it was a stupid show. It didn't make any sense. They didn't think it was funny. They didn't like it. Now, if the network executives had paid attention to that, that show would have never seen the light of day, never seen more than 5 or 6 episodes. Smartly, somebody there went, nah, it's a good show. I don't care what they say. Let's let it go. The same thing happened with a couple of massive hit TV shows. I think MASH was one. I think Mary Tyler Moore was one. Where initially, when they showed it to an audience in its pilot stages, they just rejected it. Nah, not very good. Sometimes it takes a few episodes for you to really get into something, and an initial screening of 1 or 2 with an audience is not fair. So be careful with paying a lot of attention to the polling thing. Josh Bauman is here, and after the news, he will take your tech calls if you have a tech question. I see one already on the screen. That's a smart person who knows how to get in here. 314-821-0590. Or 855-282-8255. Window World is not just an advertiser on this show, but Window World makes segments like the one coming up possible. Several of them. Josh Bauman today, Dan Buffa tomorrow, Dr. Doug on Wednesday, Bill Cleveland every day. So you get the idea. Window World is a big part of this show. And I know that you probably maybe once in your life, maybe a few of you twice, but probably just once, you're going to make a decision about replacement windows, which is why it is so important, since you're only going to do it once, maybe twice. Not like any other thing that I've ever sold. Most of the things that I've sold over the air, people buy fairly regularly. Even a car, even if it's every 2, 3, 4, 5 years, it's not once or twice in a lifetime. So all the more reason you want to do it right. Not something you go back and redo. Well, we put all these windows in and we just don't like them. Let's put a bunch of new windows in. Yeah, I can do that. So do it right. Get it right. Go with the number one selling replacement window in the country. You can look at the others. In fact, hope you do. They hope you do. Then you'll really see the difference. Window World. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
NBC News Radio. I'm Tom Roberts.
President Trump will soon be homeward bound after spending about 3 days getting treatment for the coronavirus at Walter Reed Hospital. White House physician Dr. Sean Conley says the president will continue treatment from members of the White House medical unit.
Though he may not entirely be out of the woods yet, the team and I agree that all our evaluations, and most importantly, his clinical status, support the president's safe return home.
A few other White House officials tested positive for COVID-19. That includes White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany and two communications aides. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says President Trump's COVID-19 diagnosis makes it clear that no one is safe from this terrible pandemic.